In one of the days, we had like a party and we all left the bags in a place. And in a few minutes, I didn't check. My bag was stolen with my camera and my laptop and everything was stolen.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to a new episode of the Digital Nomads Daily Podcast. Today, we're going to talk about some nightmares that my nomad guest has experienced. And we're also going to talk about the power of community. Matan, welcome to the episode.
Hi. Hello. Nice to meet you. Thanks for inviting me.
Nice to meet you, too. I'm so excited you're here today. Before we go into the episode, I have a couple of quick questions I want to ask you. And my first question is, how long have you been nomading?
So first of all, like before I became like a nomad, I was traveling for the last maybe 12 years. After my army service in Israel, it's obligatory. I started traveling. I did degree. I traveled ever since. And then like 5 years ago, I first came into the group of Digital Nomads Israel. I learned that why not work and travel at the same time? I was always interested in that, but it took me also like a few years until I also really started like earning proper money during my Digital Nomads. And we'll get to that, but only recently I become like almost full-time nomad and started working and traveling at the same time.
That group is run by Dean Kuchel, right?
Yeah, so he's really nice.
He was also on the podcast. I can't remember which episode number, but it was like one of the first 10 or something. He was there and he will be back on the podcast. But he's a good friend of mine, always having a blast with him. Haven't seen him like in real life for a while.
I met him in a few places around. He's really nice. Yeah.
All right. So where are you talking from right now?
So actually, 2 weeks ago, I came back from a trip to Japan where I was working full time. And then I came back now to Israel for 2-3 weeks. And next week, I'm going again to Bansko, my favorite place.
Ah, that's so nice.
You just caught me like, it's funny, but in the office in Tel Aviv, but just for a few days here and then I go again.
Yeah. I just want to say to my listeners, I have a nomad cat and he is very chatty today. So when you hear on the background, like something like that, it's my cat, but it's okay. He's part of my life. All right. So Bansko, I haven't been to Bansko yet, but I'm definitely planning on going there because there are a lot of nomads, especially during the Nomad Fest. So how do you sustain your lifestyle? Like, how do you make a living and can you like travel the world and work online?
So now I also sell my photos online. I'm a photographer, but my main income is through my full-time job in a travel insurance agency in Israel. So I work here and I also have my blog. I sell my photos, but that's on the side job. So let's say travel insurance for now.
Cool. So you have a remote job. And you have a side hustle. That's something that many digital nomads have. Like they either have like a full-time remote job or part-time remote job, and then they're building like something on the side. And it's in a nomad community very common to have multiple income streams. So you're another proof of something that we often talk about the podcast, that there's not one way of doing it. There are very different ways.
My idea is to make the side job as my full-time income and maybe in the future, get to passive income, hopefully, but you really need to work hard for it until you get there.
Definitely. It doesn't happen overnight. Many nomad entrepreneurs, they mentioned that as well. And me as a digital nomad also experiences that, you know, like, especially if you want to create like bigger things such as passive income, like it takes a little bit of time. And the financial freedom is actually what Dean talked about on our podcast, which is a really nice podcast because he shared his way of doing it. But again, it's just his way. There are many different ways of doing it. So this remote job that you have right now, how did you get to that job?
So for the last few years, I was trying to earn income online and become a digital nomad. In between, I was traveling, working like many people do. And I went to Bansko Nomad Fest in 2021, last year, I was a photographer there, volunteer photographer. And in one of the days, we had like a party and we all left the bags in a place. And in a few minutes, I didn't check. My bag was stolen with my camera and my laptop and everything was stolen.
Oh, wow.
So how did I get the job in the travel insurance? Well, I didn't do insurance for my equipment because it was like long time traveling and it was expensive. Mm-hmm. So imagine that your laptop, your camera and everything goes away in 1 minute. And I didn't even have my key to the apartment. So I had to rebuild everything. I didn't have a lot of income to buy everything. So the Nomad community of the Bansko Nomad Fest, my friend wrote a post about it, about what happened. They really came together and everyone donated a bit, contributed what they could. Some gave like 20 euros, 50 euros. Even some people gave 200 euros.
Oh, wow.
Really appreciate it. The place to say thank you to all those people who helped me on that in that time. And then I wrote this story in the Israeli Digital Nomad Group. Mm-hmm. And my boss, he was also there. He saw the story. I was insured through this agency that I work for now. And my boss offered me to work for him in this job. So the first thing I told him when I came back to Israel and we met was, I want to do it. It sounds interesting, sounds cool, but I want to do it remotely. So he said, okay, first learn how to do it, and then we'll see how we do it. So it took me like 1 year of learning in the office every day, became better in what I do. And that's how I found myself. Just like a few months ago, he finally accepted the fact that I'm going to walk and travel. And
cool.
So that's the story. Yeah.
Wow. Well, there are two very interesting things here. First of all, the community. I feel like that a lot of people, when they're like aspiring digital nomads, they maybe fear to like be lonely or to like, you know, not have like a solid foundation in terms of environment and people. But one of the things that I found like just so beautiful about the digital nomad community, and it's not just one group to be part of, but just the people in general inside the whole digital nomad community, is that, you know, there are always a few rotten apples, but overall, people are very kind, super resourceful, very helpful. Like, we all want the same thing. So I'm really glad that you had such an experience, a positive experience. Like, obviously, sucks tremendously what you've gone through. And I cannot imagine, like, the stress that you, and anxiety that you felt when you were there. But it's just so beautiful that there was a whole community ready to help you. And yeah, sometimes it's money, but it could also by sharing a story. And, you know, if that wouldn't have happened, like, you have a job now. That's like such an unexpected outcome.
I always say, like, I'm always optimistic. And even in the worst things that happen, I say, there is a reason why it happened. And we still don't know it, even if I don't know it yet. There is a reason and it will lead to a better place. And that's what happened on that day. Weeks later, I started working in that job. So,
love it. So the other thing that I find very interesting is about how to go in a remote job, because I understand a lot of people want to work remotely and it sounds like the dream, but it's just not always that simple. So it's really cool that you found a job that wasn't remote yet, but with the mindset of, I want to do this remote in the future, and then just like, you know, show that it's working, show that you are worth investing in from like a company perspective, but also that you, you know, disciplined and responsible enough to actually do your job while traveling. When you started the job, you were in the office, you specifically told them like, I want to do this remotely in the future. And then you created a timeline, or how was that experience for you?
I told my boss from the first day, I want to do it remotely. He said, okay, first we'll need to learn. And then every 2 or 3 months, I reminded him, I'm going to do it remotely. And finally, after like a year of studying the subject, like, it's a lot of to study. It's not easy to come and one day and start working here. Like, there's a lot to learn. So it took me 1 year. And it's not like every job is possible to do it like that. First, I have like really great boss. So I appreciate it. and that is really open-minded like me. And if you are in a job and you want to do it and they don't let you, find another job until you make it happen, because we are not getting younger. And if we like to travel, we like to travel, we like to see the world. So if you don't do what you like and you want to become a nomad and not go to the office every day, just find a way to do it, even if it takes you a year or 2 years of learning, and just find a way and believe in yourself, believe in your way. My next goal is to not to work in a full-time job, you know, to make my own proper income. And when I can, we'll get to that also in the future.
Absolutely. And what I really love about what you just said is that it seems like you have a very, you accept that it's a transformation, that it's just a process, and that it takes step by step to really get there. It's not like an overnight thing that's happening. So I really love that you shared that, because maybe online, it could look to other people like, oh, I want to get that job, I want to travel and then remote, and then it just happens. But the reality is that sometimes it takes a little bit more time to either find a job or to find a job, but then learn how to do it remotely.
It took me more than 4 or 5 years, like since I first heard the term digital nomad, and now and until where I am now, it takes time. And if someone tells you it doesn't, someone tells you come learn how to do it, and then next month you'll make thousands of dollars online, just think of it as a scam. That's how I see things.
And well, yeah,
it's a lot of hard work, of course. Like anything, even if you go on a course, it's a lot of hard work afterwards.
Yeah, so. Exactly. I guess like I said this in the beginning of our podcast quite often, like, and I still stand by that. Like, it's not just something that you shop, like this lifestyle. There are ways to make it easier. That's also why we're here on the podcast and why I'm interviewing you and other digital nomads to ask, like, how do you do this? But the most important part is that it's going to, you know, it's going to take time. You still got to do the work, like whether it's building your business or finding a remote job. So let's focus a little bit on your future perspective. You currently also have your, let's say, project side hustle in like content, so photography. How do you make money with that? And how did you learn about like making money with something like that? How did you start doing that?
Well, first, everything starts on YouTube. If you want to learn something, search on YouTube how to make money as a photographer online. Then you will see a lot of different things. You have like print on demand, you have Shutterstock, like stock photography. You can teach photography. You can do a lot of things. So once after you understand that, you find your niche you want to do. So now every day, like after my job, I still like work 1 or 2 hours on my side business. I also sell my photos on an Israeli website and on Shutterstock. Every day I upload more travel photos, more photos on Shutterstock. Like every day I try to upload 10 more photos. So then if I make now like nothing, like I sell a bit of photos every day, eventually I'll have like 10,000 photos there, and I'll make like hundreds of dollars again every month, and it will grow and grow. That's mm-hmm. one place. Yeah. So you just need to build it. What I'm trying to say is that there are many ways to make online income mm-hmm. from what you love. I also started giving lectures about how to travel for cheap around the world.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another thing I do. Like when I travel, they find really cheap flights. So you can, even that, you can teach and tell people about it. Just do what you like and find a way to make money from it.
Love it. So something that I'm very curious about is that how do you manage your time then? Because content itself is a very time-consuming career, I would say. You know, like there's a lot of different elements, and then not just the creation of the content, but obviously needs to be edited, needs to be uploaded. You need to market yourself. Like there's a lot of like small sort of moving parts when it comes to building your business, especially a business that is more content focused. So how do you manage your day? Like how do you balance the different income streams? Like how do you know how much time what needs and then also sort of stay sane, I would say, not go crazy and burn out.
I'll just tell you the truth. I'm really bad at it. I finish working, then I try like to work another 2 or 3 hours on my business. I know what goals I need to do. Some days like I'm meeting friends, like I work, then I work again in a coffee place for 2 or 3 hours, then I'm meeting friends. Then I go to sleep and repeat. So, but of course, every day is different. I give most of my attention to my full-time job, of course. And on the side, I build my side thing. But again, you just need to believe in what you do. You know, you can't make money if you don't work hard for it. Doesn't matter if it's like in an office or online.
Mm-hmm.
And just need to know how your day goes. Plan your days and believe in what you do. That's the most important.
All right. So when you say plan your days, how do you plan it? Do you say, okay, have like time blocks? Do you have certain days of the week that you work on the side projects? Or what would be like, how would like a normal week or day look like for you?
So for now, I'm in a full-time job. It's like 9-to-5 job. Mm-hmm. So not in the office. And in the weekend, I take like days off. I go, I travel around, I see the places. I am not like a normal style nomad. I'm still a beginner, actually, like beginner mm-hmm. digital nomad, I would say.
Well, you're still a normal digital nomad with a remote job and normal working hours. Like there are a lot of digital nomads that have a remote job, and some of them there have like flexible hours, and others do have a fixed schedule or at least a couple of hours that they need to be online in a certain time zone. And I think that it's important that we highlight this as well, because it just may look like digital nomads in general have so much freedom and we just do whatever we want and we don't care, no responsibilities. But it sounds like that you have a lot of responsibilities, a lot of work to do to create your I would say freedom lifestyle. So thanks for just being so honest about that, because that's what this podcast is about.
Yeah, we are not here to tell it's easy, say what it is. And I'm still not in the place I want to be
mm-hmm.
with my income and my business income. And yeah, and I will grow it, and I know it's going to work eventually.
Yeah.
Yeah, I appreciate it. And
cool.
Don't believe if anyone tells you it's easy and they don't have those struggles or anything. So I believe even like all digital nomads have their different struggles.
Oh, absolutely. I have many struggles too. Like it's just part of life. I think that's a very good point here. Like just because you live a digital nomad lifestyle, just because you can't work remotely, just because you live a life that fulfills you, that doesn't mean it's struggle-free, worry-free, stress-free, free of pain. Like we're just normal human beings, and we're just also going through life as normal people. The only difference is we're doing it while traveling. And, you know, also the digital nomad lifestyle is not a problem solver. Actually, there are a lot of nomads who experience more anxiety because there's a lot to think about in this lifestyle.
Yeah.
Now, I have one more question for you. If there is one thing that you could point out that you wish you knew before you started your digital nomad lifestyle, what would that be?
How to do it properly, because I still didn't find the answer. Like how to find what to do, what you do, and do what you like, and make a living of it. Like I learn every day new things and just need to do it. So what I would ask, if someone could answer me how to do it properly and more easily, but you will need to find the answer for these questions, each one by themselves. So it's not easy anyway.
Well, I hope the podcast at least is going to help you getting closer to your answers. We interview a lot of digital nomad entrepreneurs who have a side hustle, are freelancers, are in content. We had a couple of people like Michaela, Chels, Isabel, like just so many people who talk about doing your own thing, find different ways to make money. Dane also. There's just a lot of people out there. So also if you're listening to this right now, you're a freelancer, you are a side hustler, entrepreneur, no matter, like you're doing your own thing and you want to create your own freedom lifestyle. Like at Digital Nomads Daily, we're really here for you guys. So we really want to make sure that we can help. So if there's any specific questions or things that you would like us to talk about on the podcast, just send us a DM on Instagram. It's at Digital Nomads Daily. And let us know, because then I can find the people that know the answers and interview them on the podcast. So thanks so much for joining today, Matan. I have one more final question. I always ask my guests if they have one question for me. So do you have a question?
How did you begin with becoming a nomad or doing digital nomads daily? How did you come with this idea, and when was it, and how did you get to this point?
Love it. Actually, it's all kind of related, the answers to these questions. So I started my digital nomad journey about 5 years ago, and I didn't know that digital nomads existed. I was working in a startup in the Philippines. I went to Bali. A friend of mine said, why don't you bring your laptop, come here to the house, work a little bit online, and then you will be fine. You can relax a little bit after work hours. And I was like, is that possible? And when I proposed it to my bosses, they were completely fine with it. It was not a problem at all. So there you go. Like, I went to Bali, and then I saw all these people with their laptops in the cafes. And I was like, what are these people doing? And that's when I sort of learned about the digital nomad lifestyle. And then I was like, okay, I want to do this too. I was at the time quite burned out from working in that startup. It was a hectic life. And so I started doing it, and I had a lot of questions. The questions that you just shared with me, but also the questions that I'm actually still asking today to digital nomads, because I wanted to know, how do you do it? Like, how do you find a house? How do you find community? How do you make money? How do you save? Do you have even insurance? Like, just stuff like that. So I started recording that on videos. Then I had a little pause because side projects are hard, are challenging, and it just doesn't always work in one go. And that's what I experienced. And then last year, I relaunched Digital Nomads Daily. We created a podcast where we are right now. It's been so much fun. I'm so glad and so grateful I did it. This time, there's more strategy. There's more marketing. I'm also working with other people because I realized I don't need to do everything alone. There's a whole community of people that I can help, but that are also willing to help me. So I relaunched it. So today, Digital Nomads Daily, as the podcast, the book that we launched, the community for freelancers and entrepreneurs and side hustlers that we're building, like, it's all from that need of understanding, how do you do it? Like, what do you know that can help me? And what do I know that can help you? So that's really the focus. It's very close to my heart. So that's the story of Digital Nomads Daily. And I'm so happy that there are people listening and that you're here. Like, it's
so you also have a more freelancer income, like freelancer job that you do?
Yeah. So I have been a freelancer who didn't do a great job at that. Then I've been a freelancer that was successful at freelancing. So I went through like many, many struggles. Side hustle, so a project that completely failed, rebuilding it to a project that is now a business, which is the Digital Nomads Daily. And I've been in remote jobs as well, because I like being part of a team. So I've done it all, and but I don't know it all. I've done it all, but I don't know it all. There's always room to learn, like you said, like learning every day, like there's always room to learn more. And that's also what I want to encourage people. Like, you don't know it all. There's new things that you can learn. They're gentle reminders about business, mindset. It's a whole world out there.
Exactly. That's why we are here, to explore this world and develop. Yeah. Develop ourselves every day.
Yeah. And you know what's cool as well? How your digital nomad lifestyle looks today is very different from a year ago, but it will also be very different from a year from now, because who knows, your business is taking off or you found something else that you're passionate about. Like, the digital nomad lifestyle is very dynamic, and that's why there are always new things to learn, because there's not one way of doing it. You change, your income streams change, your community changes. Like,
Yeah, and you can learn from when you travel and meet new people. You can always learn from them and learn from the community.
Absolutely. And don't travel without insurance. I think that's a big learning from this episode.
Exactly.
All right.
Israeli. Yeah, I'm here. Okay. Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining. Where can people find you online?
So I have my travel blog and Instagram. Mm-hmm. It's called The Traveling Israeli. So you can just search on Instagram, the Traveling Israeli with double L. So yeah, I'm there. And if anyone has any questions, feel free to follow and ask anything. I will be there.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for joining today. To our listeners, if you have any questions, if you want to get the links to his account, go to digitalnomadsdaily.com/podcast. You can find all the episodes there, including the show notes, all the links. And if you want to get weekly updates about the podcast learnings, go to digitalnomadsdaily.com/newsletter and then subscribe to our newsletter. Every week we share tips about this lifestyle. So thanks so much for joining.
Yeah, thank you. Nice to meet you. Thank
Likewise. You. Likewise.